This is Around and About, focusing on people and events in our community.
Best Beginnings Early Learning School is having a grand opening for their newest facility this Saturday from noon to 6 p.m. The ribbon cutting will take place at 11 a.m. Joining me today on Around and About is the school administrator, Anna Inslee.
Best Beginnings Early Learning Schools are in the Chattanooga area, and we are open to serve children and families, children of ages 6 weeks on up to preschool, 5 years right before they go to kindergarten. Our new facility, which is in the Hickory Valley area, was just recently completed, and we're getting ready for grand opening. What's nice about this facility is that it is large, it's modern, it's colorful, and it's a very special place for young children to come and learn and grow together with their families. The teachers there are highly educated in their field, and we're there to offer a high-quality learning environment for young children.
Early childhood development sets the tone for future learning, and part of the emphasis on the design of the new facility includes the specific needs of young children as they face different milestones in their development.
You can tell from the minute that you pull in the driveway that it's a special place, especially designed for young children. We believe that young children begin the learning process at birth. They are ready to learn, and our job as early childhood educators is to create an environment, a safe, a bright, a cheerful place that children will get excited about learning, even at infancy. The classrooms are set up for the tiniest of infants right on up to preschoolers to meet their milestones. At birth, young children need to be down on the floor, reading, tugging, lifting their head up, crawling, and all these little things that start to build the foundation for learning in the future. So our infant room is set up. It's a very soft and soothing environment. It has nice padding on the floor because everything that little guys do is down on the floor at this age. They'll have books that they can crawl over and reach for, soft toys, things that they can put in their mouth because that's what babies do. That's part of the way that they experiment. So we make that environment as rich as possible from the ground up. Then as they grow, their bodies change and the equipment and the furnishings in the classrooms do as well. The next level, the little guys are beginning to reach out and pull up. So you'll see very short, tiny shelves, colorful toys and equipment, things that might rattle, make noise. By the time they're in the third classroom, they might be walking, but they're still kind of wobbly. So we have to make sure that all the furnishings are safe for them to get around. The little chair legs may only be about 2 inches tall because their little legs are short at that time. So everything is geared to fit them not only physically, but emotionally as well. The lighting in all of the classrooms at the facility are recessed, and this is so that the lights aren't bright shining into their eyes all day long. And that's just an extra step or detail that we put into the building to make it best for the children. We also want to make sure that we cater to their individual needs for napping and for learning. So they have areas of the room that are soft and quiet that they can crawl into. Some areas are for active play, such as the vinyl-covered mats or the rug areas. Children need a balance of that. The teachers work very hard to set up the environment, and as the needs of the children change, we also can adjust the environment. We want to make sure that they have plenty of toys that are new and stimulating.
Best Beginnings offers a multicultural environment rich in stimulating objects and activities that celebrate diversity.
The owners of our program have lived in several countries. They speak 4 languages. When you walk into the building, you'll notice that each classroom on the outside and insides of the rooms are based on a theme or a different country. Our world is becoming so much smaller, especially with technology, and children are exposed to more than just their race or their culture, even where they live and where they play and where they grow up. So our classrooms, by having a different country for each theme, the children are going to experience these different types of countries. When you walk in a classroom, you may see books, dress-up play clothes, dolls, pictures hanging on the wall. You may see pictures of their family and other families of children in the school. You might hear music playing, or someone might be sitting there playing an actual instrument. We have decorated with lots of pieces of art that come from the Taslimi's travels, and we also have different local artists that have provided murals and work as well. And all of this builds up a rich multicultural environment.
Studies show that language development is an integral component for successful learning as a child ages. It is also much easier to learn different languages before the age of 6. Multilingual components are incorporated into the learning program at Best Beginnings.
Children need to be exposed to people communicate in several different ways, and the English language is not the only language spoken in America. By having people like the Taslimis who speak several languages and our teachers that we hire that speak some other languages, our children are going to be exposed to that. And we, as early childhood educators and child development specialists, realize that language development starts very, very early. Your brain begins to pick up on these sounds and forms of communication very early. So if a child is exposed to a foreign language, say between the ages of birth on up to about 5, this becomes natural to them, and they can actually learn more than one language at one time.
The new building also includes internet cameras, so families can securely log in to watch their children during the day, and distant relatives can spend some virtual time with the child. The newest Best Beginnings campus is located at 2029 Hickory Valley Road.
We're having a grand opening where we're opening our doors to the community, where you can come in and tour our facility, meet and greet with the teachers. We'll have them lined up to answer any questions about child development, about our philosophies, about any issues of the learning and growing of a young child. So this is a wonderful opportunity for you to come in and see what we're all about. You're welcome to bring your children with you, let them see the facility, and we hope that everybody will be just as excited about the facility as we are.
Ribbon cutting on the new facility is at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Open house is from noon to 6 p.m. For more information, follow the link from our blog at wutc.org. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.
Around and About is a production of WUTC, with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC.